Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal judge in San Francisco has banned critical evidence in the Planned Parenthood trial. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, as you know, we finished the three-week criminal preliminary hearing, and now we're in the multi-week civil trial in which Planned Parenthood has filed suit against Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden and others, seeking millions of dollars in damages for these undercover recordings. Now, the issue, Matt, is about these recordings. The question in the Planned Parenthood civil case in San Francisco is whether these recordings that were done in public places were done contravention to privacy and whether they caused damages. So what's at issue is the recordings, right? The recordings are the reason why this case is going forward. So wouldn't it be important for the jury to see the actual videotapes? You would think so. But the judge has indicated this case is not about Planned Parenthood, not about whether they did anything wrong. But it's about whether or not these recordings took place and whether Planned Parenthood said that they were damaged by these recordings. So the judge is only allowing little snippets of the recordings to be shown, like, hello, how are you? Introductory language at the beginning of the recordings, but not the substance of the recordings, because obviously this judge knows that if the jury sees what was taking place in these recordings, they would see the whole truth. And they would be repulsed just like everyone else has been when they see these videos.
Unbelievable. And obviously, that's incoherent, because the central question, one of the central questions as to whether or not the recordings were appropriate, is whether or not Sandra and David believed that they were exposing that there was criminal activity on the part of Planned Parenthood, which right. There was. And doesn't the statute cover that?
That's right. First, the statute says that to have a recording, you have to have both party consent. But there's major exceptions to that. Number one, if you believe that the person you're recording has been or will likely engage in illegal activity, you can record. It's in the public interest to do so. And number two, if these recordings are not confidential, if they're in a situation where other people can overhear them, they're not private, that's important. So the context of the recordings are important. And the reason for the recordings, why Sandra engaged in the recordings, are important. So we want to present evidence regarding the investigation that Sandra and David did prior to engaging in these recordings, which includes talking to experts about having baby hearts still beating arrive in a research laboratory, knowing that in order for that heart to continue to be beating when it arrives for the research laboratory, it had to have been extracted while the baby was still alive. Therefore, what was happening in the extraction was illegal, because you're taking that from a baby who has been born alive. That's
alive
important,
birth, yeah.
But that
right.
information is being shielded. And the other thing, Holly, that's being shielded is allowing the jury to watch these videos. Because, for example, one of the questions is, are these videos recorded? And is that conversation confidential or private? Well, it's very important if in the video you're at a restaurant and there are people, you know how you are at some restaurants, and you'll see this in some of these videos, you got tables really close to you and people on both sides, and then you've got the waiters coming and going. It's very important to see the fact that there are people right next to you, that you're talking in a loud voice, that when the waiter comes, those aspects of the recording continue and the person that's being recorded continues to talk. They don't stop the recording. They don't stop the conversation. I should say, they don't stop the conversation. They don't lower their voice. In fact, in one case, Sandra actually raises the question, is my voice too loud?
Right.
The person that's being recorded said, oh, no, you're fine, as people are at the table and nearby the table. It's obvious that they didn't care that these recordings were overheard or their conversation were being overheard by other people.
Or also to show, you know, the whole reason why Sandra and the other defendants did these recordings, because they believed that something illegal and violent crime was being committed. So how can the jury assess that unless they see the videos?
Right. And so, you know, in one case, for example, one of the Planned Parenthood doctors brags while dining in a very public restaurant in Pasadena, California, stating that she wants a Lamborghini as she negotiates the prices that Planned Parenthood would charge for human livers, thymus, brains, hearts, lungs, and other body parts. She also stated that a, quote, less crunchy technique, close quote, is used in the abortion process to get better human organs. So in other words, all of this is not confidential because they're discussing this. People are walking around. People come to the table and they still continue these conversations. If you really were concerned that other people were going to overhear you, you would stop the conversation until they were gone. You would get a table. If you're going to have a table anywhere, you'd be away from everybody. You wouldn't be saying these things. One of the recordings, by the way, was in an elevator. This one won't be able to be shown. It's in an elevator, and the recording was done in an elevator with a third person in that elevator that is not part of the conversation.
Not exactly private.
So what would you do? You're in an elevator having a personal, private conversation, and someone steps on the elevator.
Right.
Would you keep on revealing?
Not usually.
No, you stop what you're wanting to say, and then you say, well, let's pick up the conversation when we get off the elevator.
You know, and speaking
but they didn't do that.
Speaking of the judge banning evidence, there's also a website that Stim Express, which is this company that sells the baby body parts, has, where you go on, it's like drop-down menu. You choose the age, what type of tissue, as if you were buying car parts. Well, the judge also banned a screenshot of that web page being shown during court as well.
Yeah, and Matt, this judge was requested to recuse earlier in this case. He refused.
A couple of years ago, actually.
Yeah, a couple years ago. Because it was learned that he has had a long-standing relationship with an organization that actually had Planned Parenthood in the same building. And they cooperated with Planned Parenthood. So he has a long history with Planned Parenthood. And I think that these rulings are simply to protect Planned Parenthood. His wife also, when these recordings came out, actually posted something in public social media supporting Planned Parenthood and opposed to these recordings. And her husband, the judge's face, was part of that posting. So it's pretty obvious. It's unfortunate. You know, you want to just simply have truth come out. And I ask the people that are listening to this broadcast to pray for the truth to be revealed. Our attorneys and our staff are working hard. Harry Mehet has done a fabulous job, and we'll tell you a little bit more how this case continues to unfold, but he's done a fabulous job revealing the truth, even when they're hamstrung by the judge's rulings.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, the only good news is that this is riddling the case with potential issues for appeal if this does not go the way it should go, if this judge and the activism displayed here continues as it is, at least, you know, it may be set up for appeal.
Now, in one case, the judge allowed a Planned Parenthood representative to testify. And in that testimony, they were trying to show how extreme these people are because they were supporting the constitutional initiative or a statewide initiative to require parental notification or consent. And they're so extreme. Well, how does that deal with this case? He allowed that to happen. And obviously, I think the jury can see through that because they're thinking, that's extreme? You mean to have the parents have a right to consent to their child killing their unborn child, their grandchild?
And risking That's their extreme. Own lives That's in, a, the kind, in a surgical
so
abortion?
Even with that limited ability to present evidence, I think the jury's still getting the message. Continue to pray for the case, for Sandra, for the whole team. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Sandra, lc.org. And you can also subscribe to our emails right there on the subscribe button, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.